Hey there, Sharon Hornells from here with Supersized Business. Hey, let's talk about how the influencer endorsement strategy can impact our sales to help us supersize and grow our business. Today we're talking about influencer endorsements. Do you use them? Have you used them? Can you think of a company? And I'm going to share some examples of companies that have done this really, really well and why we might want to do it for our business. We're always looking for, at least I hope we are, I am, I know, I hope you are as well as you grow and build and supersize your business. Different ideas and different strategies and different things we can apply to our business, both short-term and long-term, because we need a combination of both in order to grow and build and supersize our business. We like to think our businesses, we're going to start them and bam, they're just going to explode. But that almost never happens, right? It happens once in a while, but usually there's a whole lot of story and a whole lot of pre-work and a whole lot of setup and framing and structure and foundational things that are done before that big explosion happens. I have yet to meet a true overnight success, somebody that just had a miraculous idea, implemented it immediately. The first time they tried, they made a gazillion dollars and are happy and successful. Yet to meet one. And I've literally met hundreds of thousands of people in my lifetime because I'm pretty old, and I have yet to meet one. And guess what? Every other successful coach, consultant, business person I met will tell you the same thing. They will also tell you if they're honest and authentic, which is one of the things that's really important about finding the right influencers to represent our business. You have to find somebody that matches your business, your brand, your goals, your values, your purpose, your overarching mission, and is in alignment with the people that you're serving and here to attract. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I forgot my point. It's not even a Monday. So what is the power of influencer endorsements, and why would we want to even deal with this whole influencer thing? What the heck is an influencer? And an influencer is a person that has a large following, or a following. Doesn't necessarily have to be large, depending on your business, your industry, who you serve, who you're looking for. They just have to be somebody that has influence and sway over a group of people that you want to reach. Sometimes I found better results with smaller audiences that are more loyal to the influencer and more trusting of the influencer than large millions of people and millions of follower type influencers. Actually, a lot of the millions of follower type influencers have less influence on the people in their group because there are so many and there's such a variation of people within that group. And the more specific, the more in alignment with our brand and the more people that we can really help and serve with our products and services that are in that influencers group, the better results we're going to get, despite the size of the group or the following, etc. Influencers, why do we want to use them? Number one, they help us to spread the word about our brand, our products, our services, how we can help people, how we're different. They also already have a foundation and a relationship built with their audience, and their audience knows, likes, and trusts them. If they didn't know, like, and trust them, they wouldn't be following. However, there is this whole thing that happens in the internet that I find fascinating. People that hate us follow us just to see what we're going to say and do that they can criticize. I think it's fascinating and funny, but you're always going to have some haters in your influencer groups as well. So we want to be aware of that, although I don't think we let that sway us at all. I don't give haters any attention or time of day nowadays because I've learned it's not about me and my brand and my business. It's about them. And I don't want to feed their negativity and ego. There's no point in it. So using influencers helps to get us brand awareness. It helps get us in front of audiences that we may not otherwise get in front of that we're perfect to serve, as well as there's always that relationship started that we can continue to grow and build on that has been initiated by the influencer. It's like when you get a referral or someone refers you and your company or your brand to another person that they are in a relationship with. It's the exact same thing. It's like word of mouth on steroids. It also helps to drive sales and conversions. And we can track all these things now. If we do different things like joint ventures, promo codes, sponsored content, etc., we can actually track whether somebody's followers make a purchase or not. There's technology that can do almost anything nowadays. I shouldn't say almost anything, but can do a lot of things that we used to have to do manually or just guess at in the past when I first got started in business. So let's look at some examples of this and how it's worked out really, really well for different people and different organizations. I could tell some of my stories, but they're kind of boring compared to some of these. In the fashion and beauty industry, a skincare company called Glossier, which I am not familiar with because obviously I'm not a very conscious person. I just am me. Has used influencers really, really successfully, and on both Instagram and YouTube campaigns, they've found influencers that were in alignment with them and it helped them to supersize and grow their business. In the fitness and wellness industry, Gymshark, a fitness apparel brand, has done the same thing. Combined and used influencers to help make their products and services, their apparel brand, a household name in that niche, because I'm not in that niche as well, and positioned them as the go-to brand for gym enthusiasts. Food and beverage industry, Halo Tap, again, I haven't heard of, but I guess it's a low-calorie ice cream that is popular online. Now, those are, I guess, here's examples of companies I've never heard of, which I like because now I can go look at them and I can see what they're doing, who they're impacting, who their target audience is, who they are reaching that they wouldn't have reached otherwise. And that's the amazing thing about the internet and having an online presence and using social media and other things that I will admit early on, I like everybody else was like, I'm not sure this is the way we're going to go. And now we look back and we're like, it's how everything is. A lot of which is due to mobile technology. Everybody's walking around with a computer in their hand or in their pocket or within 12 inches of them like 90% of the time now. I think they've done studies and statistics and said that, I can't remember what percent of the population, but it's like 80 to 90% has their cell phone or their mobile device within a foot of them like for a huge amount of their day, me included, right? We're always walking around with it in our purse or our pocket. All right, and that means we are reachable and influenceable. I remember complaining about the days of pagers when you could never get away. And with mobile devices and cellular phones, I would say it's even worse. We are 100% connected all the time in both a positive and negative way. So love to hear your stories about using influencers. Have you used influencers for your business and for growing and supersizing and increasing sales and increasing your reach and your brand awareness? Share your stories in the comments below so we can learn from one another. Otherwise, have an awesome day, and I'll be with you tomorrow with another interesting strategy that you can use to supersize and grow your business. Have an awesome day.